Real people.
Real celebrities.
Real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday
ear.
Morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building with us this morning. Family to the room.
Seven squatters here.
I hate you. Don't you start with me this early, Charlamagne.
Don't stop the fun. Don't kill the fun.
What up, y'all? Don't stop the fun. He's just going to put my lyrics.
Two songs together.
Already.
Don't stop and don't kill the fun.
Exactly. I mean, at least he put both of my songs together.
Your new song is my ish.
You know what? I saw you dancing at the show the other night.
Yeah, you didn't see me dancing. See me dancing.
No. And
I was
then
busy.
You recorded you.
Actually, Emmy was dancing, and then he got scared because one of your dancers did a flip and almost kicked him in the head.
You should have just came on stage. Why didn't you just come on stage?
I thought security was going to attack me, and I didn't want you to fire your dancers.
Ain't nobody
my moves.
No.
So.
And then all your dances are so well choreographed. You don't want nobody coming there messing with the flow, right?
Nah.
Killing the fun.
But no, that would have added to the fun. I would have loved that. You should have just came on stage.
Every time Seven performs, we all always stand behind her dancing.
I know. You know, the funny thing is so awkward because I'd be like feeling y'all like right here. So as I'm performing, like, I'm just like, okay, when I do all of this, I'm just like, oh, okay, they're right there.
You love springtime, don't you?
I love springtime?
Yes.
I do, because I don't have to wear a lot of clothes.
Exactly.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
I saw you the other day. Could you get more naked?
I'm
already naked.
Yeah. He did say it to me backstage. He was like, I mean, can you wear some shorter shorts? What did you say?
I said, will you get naked?
How much more naked can I get, Charlamagne? I'm like in a skirt and a crop top and, you know.
But people can't talk to you crazy like that anymore now.
I mean, you know,
you
they still try it. This is true.
She got a bow.
I have a bow.
Bob.
Why you have them dollars over there like that, yo?
So it
says you wish you like to find out.
Can we take this shot here that we have?
Yeah, let's take it.
This is a sipping tequila, guys.
But we're going to take a shot
today
with this.
We're going
to
shoot this.
You're really supposed to sip
it. In the eyes. Whoa.
Oh, my bad.
In the eyes. You do know what that means, right?
Yeah, you don't have good sex. Your penis.
7 years.
Seven years
if you people try to poison people back in the day, so that's why you got to look in the eyes.
Oh, word?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I don't know.
They do that now, too.
7 years bad sex. Can't have that.
That's what that seven's for.
Damn!
Kase Dragonis.
Dragonis.
This guy.
Oh my God.
We can switch to 1738 too.
Oh my God.
But
that's crazy. I know, right? That's crazy.
It's gonna be a good day for
you. It is gonna be a good day.
You're booing down?
No.
Okay, because you don't want to be drinking. And you know how you drink and then you get tipsy, then you got to go to the hotel by yourself.
That's the worst.
Yeah, and you just play with yourself.
Yeah, toys.
Yeah, you have toys for that.
And you have FaceTime, I'm sure.
This is
true. You carry your toys on the road?
Well, you know what? I'm so mad. So, look, I bought a really good one in Houston, right?
Vibrator.
My last run. And then I left it at the hotel on my last run.
Wow. That's embarrassing.
It's the worst. I feel bad for the cleaner lady.
It's so mean smelling
it, off?
It right now. Do you feel embarrassed
really?
To go through airport security with it?
No, you put that in your luggage. You check it.
Well, Envy actually tried to set me up one day, and he put a vibrator in my carry-on.
Shut up.
I didn't tell her. I just dropped it in
You're
there.
Lying.
I swear.
No.
And you know what's so funny? I went all the way to where I was going, came back, and didn't even realize it was in there.
She got backhand in, though. I was like, you didn't see what I put in your bag? She's like, what'd you put in my bag?
Right. Oh, at the same time, I fell asleep on the plane, and when I woke up... Angela, somebody put the dildo on my...
Yeah, I put a vibrator in front of Charlamagne while he
you
was asleep.
You are lying.
On the plane.
And that's a y'all play too much.
Yeah, everybody was walking past and it was a big
y'all
vibrator next to his face.
Shit.
Yeah, it was pink.
Now,
hilarious.
I like this approach you're taking with your fans, too, like going with them to like spa days and stuff like that.
That's dope. Love doing stuff like that, though. That's me all day.
Did you make any real friends when you did that? Like people that you still stay in touch with?
Well, I mean, my fans, they hit me on Twitter and Instagram all the time. And the thing is, when you go to things like that, you do make connections with your fans. And that way, when you go back into those markets, into those cities, the same fans come out and show support.
Right.
So I have certain fans that I know I'm going to see in every single market, which is dope.
And you're doing scary too, though, right?
A little bit. I did. I had one fan that did scare me. I'm not even going to lie.
What happened?
Like, because she couldn't get into a concert. And so she went on this Twitter rant and she was like cussing me out and cussing Chris out on Twitter and talking about how, you know, she had to be escorted by security off the
Whoa.
It scared me a little bit. I'm not even going to lie.
What if she showed up to one of your dance classes that you do?
I mean, but the thing is, my team get mad at me because I still love her.
Right.
And they're like, okay, all right. They're like, all right, that's the one girl that's going to get you with a tranquilizer and have you tied up with your hands behind your back in a hotel. I'm like,
oh,
but she don't cut it out. You cut it out.
She don't mean no harm.
Y'all gotta forgive me till my voice is gone. I've been talking so much.
And working. Because you've been going nonstop. I was telling them the other day, we were in Detroit. We did our 1 year anniversary. You performed at that.
I did.
And I was like, Seven has been going hard because I know you flew in and then you had to go do radio that night. And then you were out at the club that night. Then the next day you did a spa day. Then you I was like, she is going hard.
It's nonstop. But I love it. I'm really having a good time this run. Like, I really am, because they're giving me like multiple days in the cities. And I get to do like all different types of things with my fans. So it's dope.
So when you do these things with your fans, are you playing the music at least, or are you just trying to sell personality?
Nah, okay. I get to play them like the album and like get their opinion, see what they like, what they rock with, what they don't. And so that's really dope for me, because I get to find out, well, what song do y'all think should come next?
Got
and
you.
That's really dope for me.
You think that would translate into record sales?
You know what? I would hope that it would, but at the end of the day, I think that it more so helps them get a better feeling and a better vibe of who I am. And
I think it definitely will, because that's important to somebody that loves them. So they're definitely
it worked for Cole. I saw J. Cole do the same thing, and it seemed like it worked.
I just think that it's important, regardless of anything else. I think that it's important to establish a relationship. I hate being in a city or for one day and be like, hey, I'm here, you know, play my stuff, support my record and all this type of stuff, and then you leave. So this run, you know, the label, they know me. I like to talk to them. I like to go skating. I like to go to Pamper. I like to do that.
It's called super serving your audience.
Something like that. Can I say that I'm really feeling that shot, and I hate all three of y'all right now?
All right, well, good.
I hate all of y'all
I was
right
a little
now.
Concerned about you, Seven. Now, I gotta ask you about this.
Why were you concerned?
Because apparently, I get the feeling that you get choked out a lot.
Wow.
You get
Is
choked
that right?
out a lot.
You be getting choked,
boy?
Listen here, okay? I don't kill the fun. And
there
I think that
go.
That is important, okay?
So you admit that you do like choking?
I think it's sexy. I think that when, you know, when you're with somebody that you love and you trust or whatever, I think that it's important that, you know, you don't kill the fun. You know, my motto is, I feel like I'm going to kick your ass.
I think that is...
allegedly.
Did you see
him? Allegedly.
Did you watch him pour that? Yeah.
No.
I'm on camera.
Yeah, but you got my back though, right?
Yeah, I watched him for you.
No, but I think that it's important. I always say this. Me and my friends had this conversation all the time. I think that when you commit to somebody and you take them off the market, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that it is your job as a woman or as, you know, a man to, you know, like, I don't think you should ever say no.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to hear,
but what
oh,
about
I,
if it's something that you don't like or that
anal
you don't
sex.
No, I'm talking about, no, I'm, well, anal sex, I'm not into.
Gotcha.
No. But I
don't
mean, like, if you're tired, you know what I mean? If somebody's
butt,
tired and they're like, oh, I'm tired, I don't feel like it. No, because at the end of the day, you took that person off the market. They can't go and be with somebody else because they're with you.
Right.
So.
Don't
ever say no.
You don't stop till he's shooting out air and everything's gone.
Pretty much.
Do you choke him back?
I mean, you know, if they like that, you know.
They? Who's they?
I'm just saying, if that's what your dude likes, then that's what you do.
You're actually opening the door for him to go out there and cheat.
How?
If he says to you, y'all I want to get in, you're like, oh, I'm tired, I'm
you
tired.
No, seriously, I agree with that. And I don't,
you said how she switched it up. You said you're actually opening the door for him to cheat. She said, how?
Now, Taraji P. Henson said something real, too. She said she's never claimed anybody publicly because nobody's ever put a ring on her finger. Do you worry about that? Because you and B.O.B. out here on Instagram and kissing.
I mean, my thing is, I take my life a day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? A day. And I think that that's all that you can do. And, you know, for me, like, with me and Bob, we started out as friends. We were friends for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I say this all the time, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. If it ended tomorrow, you know what I mean? He's still my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never had anything start out that way before. You know, in the past, I've, you know, had relationships. I've had bands, for real, on some real life.
What was a band?
A bitch ass.
Oh.
Yeah, like that's one of my records, Charlamagne. What are you doing? You don't have my EP? What are you doing with your life?
I know, I remember. It just hit me.
Okay. Okay.
No, it did. It just
tequila.
Hit me.
Oh, it's a tequila. Bar. It's okay. You get it.
I remember that.
But no, but yes, I have ran across bands before. And honestly, like my ex in my last situation, I felt like, you know, like he didn't, you know, I had to dim my light. You know what I mean? Like I felt like he didn't want me to shine.
Ooh.
And so it feels really good to, you know, be dating somebody who, he got his own light. He is comfortable in his own skin and supports me. He's like, all right, boo, they go shine. Like, and I think that that's dope and that's important to
me.
So
your ex must not have been in the industry then?
No, he was.
Oh, he was?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you take him back, though?
No.
You thought about it?
No. My ex, when I was like 22, that was the one who I wrote next about. And that was the one that we went back and forth. But my one, you know, that I dated before Bob, that I was with for a little minute, no.
You gotta watch publicly bashing these guys, though.
It's not even, but it's not a bash. The thing is, it's not a bash. It's just, it's the truth. I feel like, you know, with my ex, like, you know, I'm not gonna be embarrassed to feel crazy because I actually loved you and you, excuse my French, but fucked up. You know, I'm not gonna feel bad about that. I think that anytime you're in a relationship, you should give it your 120%. You know what I mean? And if it works out, you don't feel bad about it if you tried your best and they fucked up.
Does he have nude pics of you?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
Because guys always get angry and you start hearing their name in music. I hear that song about me. Watch this. Next thing you know, Seven's
Vagina. He knows that a lot of the records are about him. Bands is about him. He knows.
For you and Bob, did you guys have to sit down and like go through everything? Like, okay, if you hear about this, I did go out with this girl briefly, and then you have to say, okay, well, just so you know.
But the thing with Bob and I'm really big on just don't do anything that you wouldn't want me to do, and he's the same way. Mm-hmm. And in terms of, you know, seeing him in a picture with somebody or seeing me in a picture, that comes along with the job. Like, I'm a singer, I'm a performer, I'm an entertainer. I'm going to meet plenty of actors, athletes. It just, that comes along with the territory. And the same thing with him. You know, and half the time, if we chilling and I see a girl with a big old booty, I'm be like, ooh, look at her booty. It's crazy. Her booty.
I hate
crazy.
When girls do that.
Y'all be why?
Because this is like a preemptive thing. Like, I know he going to look, so let me go ahead and
no,
throw
it's
out
not
there.
Even that. Like,
girls
literally.
Girls say that to each other, too, though. You'd be like, damn, you see that girl's? You
know, guys don't do that.
Well, I like, say that to my girlfriends. Right. Yeah, no.
Damn,
no.
That dude got a nice six pack.
Oh, my God.
But guys aren't as comfortable doing that in general.
No, you're not.
You know? I ain't thinking about it. I'm secure.
Women, because we go to strip clubs and see other women naked. Y'all don't go to strip clubs and
see other men naked. This is true. You don't
know men's strip clubs. What are men's strip clubs at?
I don't know.
There are men's strip clubs.
Vegas. Vegas.
In Vegas.
Now, you write for so many artists. Do you continue to write, or is one of those things where I'm not giving up a hit anymore?
No, I do, actually. I took some time off to write, you know, work on my album, like 8 months. Just focus on my album. I didn't really listen to the radio. I couldn't tell you. You know, they would ask me, you know, if I was like, oh, what song you like right now? I don't know. Because I really wanted to focus on my album. And I didn't want to be influenced by other artists. I didn't want to be influenced by anything. So I'm about to get back into writing records for other artists. And now that my album is closed, I have a lot of songs. I cut like 40 records.
If I'm an artist, I want a record. I'm going to say I want a record like Don't Stop the Fun.
You
I
do?
Record, that record is
like Don't Kill the Fun. You doing like Charlamagne now.
Don't Stop the Fun.
He been drinking.
He been drinking, right?
No, Don't Kill the Fun is my don't, record.
Yeah, I've thank
got
you.
Queen now. I've Jersey.
He said I punk. Queen out. It's, oh, my God. Are you serious?
He really does.
Where does the inspiration come from for music then if you're not listening to other people?
Life. Life and the things that I go through. I say all the time, my ex needs publishing, but I'm not going to give it to him because I wrote so many records about.
Oh, he going to leak your.
Yeah, be careful what you say because then he'll be like, right here, she said, I need publishing.
I need publishing.
Child, please.
It's going to be on World Star soon. You keep playing with
it. It can't be if I never send him a picture of
true,
it.
True.
You know what I mean? But.
Well, he doesn't wish you well now. He's not like, I'm sorry for everything I did. I wish you well. I messed up.
I mean.
I'm happy you're happy.
I don't know what he feels because I don't talk to him.
That was that bad. What did he do?
You talk about him, though.
What did he do?
I talk about my music and I talk about my truth.
Gotcha.
There's a difference. Gotcha. You know what I mean?
And it inspired some music. So what exactly happened that...
You know what? I just felt like, honestly, he went hard for everything else in his life except for me.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Did he beat you?
No. First of all, I got a daddy named Tim Streeter. Hello.
There you go.
I didn't try me. Listen here.
Your mama
never.
Probably
Tim
whips
Streeter
some ass.
Sound like he got
and
plenty
y'all,
of
and you met my mama. You met my mom and my dad.
Yeah.
They don't play the radio.
I met your mom. I did meet your mom.
Yeah, you hit on my mom in front of me.
I did?
You did.
You know everybody's mama,
I be
man.
Drinking, man. I be drinking.
You've been
drinking? I've been
drinking. But no, I write about my truth, and I write about... It's not about bashing anybody. It's not a, it literally if I never had to mention, you know, if I never had to mention him at all, I wouldn't. But it's just a part of my story. It's
some
a part
great
of
great music comes out of some hurt.
Great music. Listen here. There's a saying that, you know, if it's bad for your art, it's good. I mean, bad for your heart is good for your art. And I really believe that. And I've written some of the best records from, you know, heartache, heartbreak, and all that good stuff. And,
so now you're happy this album's going to be whack.
No. Because I wrote, you know, no, it's not going to be. I just have different things to speak about. You know what I mean? But I write from all of my life. You know what I mean? Like from the good, the bad, the ugly,
that's
and all
saying.
Of it.
That's actually a song, if it's bad for your heart.
Yeah, what's bad for your heart it's good for your art.
That works with farts, too. If it's bad for your heart, it's good for your farts. Because the things that give you heartburn give you the best gas.
You are the dumbest I have ever.
It's the truth, though.
Show me, who says that? Nobody. Like, seriously?
It's the truth. Nobody. Chris Brown. How?
Oh, my God.
How hands-on is he? Oh, we call it, talk about farts to Chris Brown, right? How hands-on is Chris Brown with your project?
You know what? With Chris?
He directed the video.
He did. He directed, you know, Don't Kill the Fun. Mm-hmm. And obviously he's in the video and on the song. And same thing with It Won't Stop. But I love the fact that when I first signed to him, he, you know, he helped me figure out. He taught me so much about writing and mm-hmm. taught me so much about videos and all these things. And then once, you know, it came time for my album, he'll say his two cents. And then he encourages me to find myself. Mm-hmm. And I think that is the healthiest thing that you could ever do for any of your artists. Mm-hmm. And, you know, after I wrote my records and I wrote things and I came back, and I would come back to him and play it. And I would go away and I would write and I would come back to him and play it. And, you know, he would give me his opinion. And he gives me his opinions and things like that. But he allows me to be my own artist. Right. And I think that that's amazing because, you know, I've been in two groups before this situation where people didn't care about what I thought. Mm-hmm. They didn't care about, you know, what I wrote. They didn't even encourage me to write. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? So, literally, I'm not going to get all the way into it, but like...
It sounded abusive.
I mean, it wasn't abusive, but it was stifling.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? They didn't encourage me. I remember one time, for example, I went up to, you know, the person who was over my last group, and I was like, hey, I have an idea for a line. Like, what do you think about this? And they tapped me on my shoulder and said, no, baby, no.
All you
sit
do
down,
is sing.
Eat your slice of pizza and be quiet.
Like, seriously. And people don't realize how the things like that can really, they can damage somebody. Mm-hmm. Like, it made me feel like, okay, well. So to be in a situation now with.
Were you the dark-skinned girl in the group?
Yes.
See?
I was the brown-skinned girl in the group. That is a whole other story.
Let the beige
we need a whole
get
other
the shine in the writing credits.
But in it for me, but it's not about beige girls, brown girls, blue girls, green girls. It's not about that. It's about, you know, if you work hard and you have talent, I think that should be showcased. Mm-hmm. And that's always been important to me. Mm-hmm. But it feels great now to be in a situation where, you know, with Chris and with my management, Tina and Brittany and my label Atlantic and Chris Brown, they encourage me to be the best version of me and to get all of my ideas out. And I appreciate it because I've been through two situations who did not encourage
that. But what made you sign like with you, Chris, though? Because after all everything, I mean, at the time, Chris was going through his problems, and a lot of people wouldn't see, per se, Chris as a businessman or a label owner.
Because
he's an artist. So
listen
what made
here.
For all that, though, right?
You listen, but no, yes and yes. And you put, listen here, when I first met Chris, I was still in Rich Girl. Mm-hmm. I was still in Rich Girl, and I was advised to not be around Chris. And I looked at them and said, you're stupid.
I'm glad you did that.
You know what I mean? Because you can't judge people by things. You don't, if you don't know them and you don't know mm-hmm. their lives, who are you to say who they are, how they are? It's just, I just didn't agree with that. That's not how I was brought up. Right. I don't get down like that. And so all I saw was a guy who's talented and amazing who had, my experience with him, he had always been great to me.
Right.
And he gave me an opportunity, and I appreciated that more than I could ever express. So I started, you know, writing and working with him. And I, you know, I asked him, when the first time I ever wrote with Chris, I said to him, I said, hey, I heard you about to start a session. I'm across the hall. You know, me and my group, we're finishing our session. Can I come and write with you? Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, cool. I'm gonna come get you. And I went, remember I told the rest of the girls, I said, hey, Chris said we can write. Like, Chris said we can come and write.
He didn't say we now.
No, he didn't say yeah. we.
He said you.
No. Correction. Mm-hmm. He said, yeah, y'all can come write.
Okay, so you asked for everybody.
I asked, because okay. I'm not that girl.
You didn't want to be shady. Like, I'm
not a shady girl.
Right.
Nah, and I told all of them. I said, hey, Chris said that we can write. One of the girls said she was tired and she was going to the hotel and going to sleep.
Damn it, man.
The other two said, okay, cool, dope. We went in, started to work with Chris, and I remember... Tank was in that session. Lonnie Burrell was in that session. Kevin McCall was in that session. And after a minute, I was throwing out lines, and none of my lines got picked up. I was like, yeah, what about such and such? And they were just like, yeah, so dog, what you think about such and such? None of my lines got picked up at all. And I remember after a minute, the other two girls, they came up to me, and they were like, oh, we're going to go have some drinks at the SLS down the street. Do you want to come? And I looked at them, and I was like, nah, I'm straight.
I love y'all that hotel, by the way.
I do love that hotel. Mm-hmm. But I was like, nah, y'all gonna have y'all drinks. I'm straight. Like, I'm gonna stay here and write with Chris Brown.
Mm-hmm.
I stayed, and here we are 5 years later. And just from being around him. And I tried to get a placement on graffiti. I didn't get no placements on graffiti, but I was at that studio every day.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And when it came time for Fame and Fortune, Chris gave me the opportunity to write on Fame, to write on Fortune. I had 7 placements on Fame with him, 7 placements on Fortune with him.
Magic number.
It's magic number. It really is. Like, it's a blessing.
Damn, them girls are sick right now.
It's a blessing.
Like, Chris don't rep his label the way he need to, though. Because I wouldn't know Chris had artists if I didn't hear it from you.
Really?
Kevin, when he come up here.
But it might be also him wanting them to shine on their own, too.
He does. He's really big on that.
Cosigns are important, though.
She has him on those two singles and directing the videos. That's a big cosign.
Yeah.
Cosigns are important. But the thing is, I think that it's really important. It's just for me, and I can't speak on Kevin. I can't speak on any of the other artists. But for me, by myself, I think that the best thing that my label, my team, and Chris can do for me is allow me to find myself. Mm. Because for so many years, I didn't have the opportunity to do that.
Do you feel like when you first got signed as a solo artist, you were very shy and timid and not sure like what you wanted to do? Because it feels
absolutely.
Like you opened up a whole lot more since then.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, but groups do that to you.
Mm-hmm.
Groups do that to you. And when you don't have 3 other girls around you to pick up the slack in areas that you're weak in.
Light-skinned girls, by the way.
I hate you, Charlamagne. I hate you. But
people would say, like, you know, Seven's really talented, but I don't feel like I know her. She doesn't seem like she opens up, and it seems like you just all of a sudden, okay, this is who I am.
I mean, well, you have friends call you live on air and be like, girl, are you dating such and such and such? You know,
by the way, people were mad about that we did that big
I don't know
reveal.
Why they were mad. Like, y'all don't understand. Like,
I wouldn't have done it if I thought Seven would be mad.
He is my friend
sport.
In real life, so... And I love coming up here with y'all, so I wouldn't.
Yeah, we was in Detroit. He was like, Seven got a listening session in a studio in the hood. I'm going. I'm like, all right, well, I'll see tomorrow.
Yeah. And you fell asleep. But it's okay. But no.
August Alsina, he played a song on his Instagram. He said you was going to be on it. What's that?
Yeah, it's for my album, On the Verge. It's a song called Been a Minute. And I wrote the song. Okay, y'all tell me this. Have you ever received or sent a text like after, you know, you weren't dealing with somebody for a minute, and then you send them a text like, hey, stranger.
Hell yeah, ain't no stranger. You see him on Instagram or some type of
right.
social media. Like,
you
dang,
see,
she looking good.
Dang, he look good. Dang, she look good. And you get that text like, hey, stranger, how you been? What up? So that's what the record is about. Mm-hmm. And I love it. And he just murdered that record. I'm really excited about it. And he did his part on his Instagram, and he put it out. And I did mine in the fans. You know, I can't wait for him to hear it.
Speaking of murder, you killed B.O.B. last time you was here when we played Marry Kill.
Oh my God.
But I understand why you did
Charlamagne,
that.
Charlamagne, why are you being messy? Don't be messy.
You're trying to get people off the trail.
Okay, so yeah, you can figure me out a little bit. But still, it's just like, don't be messy.
But August Alsina fans can't stand you too. They was going in on you.
You know what? I love them regardless. I really do. I love any fan
around.
That goes hard for the artist that they go hard for.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I can't do nothing but respect and love them.
Do you and B.O.B. have like a name? You know how people have like the name together? Like,
I don't know. Maybe y'all should create one. I have no idea. I don't know.
There's nothing that really works.
Nothing.
Seven
I'm like,
O-B.
What you call Bevin?
Bevin?
Seven O-B.
That's like a failed R&B group.
It does sound like a failed R&B group. It really does. I can't even lie. It sounds like one, for real.
But we appreciate you joining us. When we get this album?
Man, this summer.
This summer.
This mm-hmm. summer.
Is it a positive or we got to put some pressure on Atlantic?
Nah. Atlantic is great.
How
and
did they feel? You guys are on the same label when they found out you and B.O.B.
You
want to
know
like
some real my label reps, we have a label rep in every market that we go in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to put Kenny on blast.
Kenny from where?
Kenny is my rep for like New Orleans and that or whatever.
South.
Yes. Kenny, because me and Bob, we went to the Chris's concert in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And literally Kenny was so uncomfortable in the car because me and Bob were in the back seat, like just, you know, being me and Bob in
kissing.
The back.
What you mean, me and groping. Bob?
No, listen, I went to dinner with them. They don't keep their hands off each other.
Fingering each other?
Yes, they fingered each other in the restaurant.
We did
no.
not.
You fingered B.O.B.
Well, no.
in the restaurant?
No, he fingered her in the restaurant.
I hate y'all so much. This is not true. See how they do me? No, but I mean, I can't help it. I can't keep my hands off of him.
Boy, y'all better get married.
But... What?
Y'all gotta get married.
Whoa, listen here. One day at a time. Don't kill the fun. Yes. So, no, Kenny is so... He was so uncomfortable.
Right.
Like, it was like he didn't know how to talk to either one of us. He's just like, Kenny, are you okay? He was like... He couldn't even look us in the eyes.
Was that the first time you found out y'all dealing with each other?
Well, that's the first time that he had been around the two of us together. And I'm like very... You know, I'm touchy-feely. Like, that's just how I am.
Damn.
Well, What about those seven teddy bears that B.O.B. bought you for Valentine's Day? They were humongous. What did
First
you do?
They are still in my house.
So how can you even move around?
Listen here. I don't know. Like, they're still in my house. And I sent him a picture. I was like, bae, all these house guests, you see these house guests I still got? He's like, well, they look real comfortable. Listen here. No, but I think what I want to do, I want to donate them to a children's hospital. Okay. I think that's what I want to do with them. I'm going to keep one.
You got to make sure B.O.B. is cool with that.
You got to make sure ain't no sticky stuff.
Well, either he can come with me to donate them or he can keep them in his house in Atlanta. But, you know.
Are you going to go on tour to promote the new album, On the Verge?
I definitely am going
to
be on the road.
Okay, I think Chris Brown needs to bring you out on tour with him.
I would love to.
And I always wondered, why don't he bring Seven out?
I would love to.
When you go,
I don't know.
What date you think you're going on tour to promote? Because I'm free. If you need
a dancer. You better tell him. Tell him right now that you need to be on tour. Let's work this.
Bro, he knows. Bro, I would love to be on the road with him. Aside from just learning and watching his shows every night, which I love, I would just love to be on tour with him.
I think I'm free this whole summer, too.
Shut the hell up. And have you done any music with B.O.B.?
Yeah, we work really well together.
Okay,
I bet
we do.
Fondling each other.
No, we work real. Like honestly, like aside from everything else, we work so well together. It's scary, and I think that's what started everything.
So y'all got records.
We do. We have like, he's just dope. Like he plays like 10 trillion instruments, and we write well together, and it's just. It's just, I love working with him. It's dope.
You said that's,
we do
how,
have
that's
records.
What started everything. So he turned you on in the studio.
I think it's sexy when a man is talented and driven. And it's something about, you know, that type of connection I think is really sexy.
Don't waste that liquor either. That's $400.
Yeah, you got it.
It's another one? Wait, where's your second one?
I got it right here.
Where's your second one?
Mine's
and where's
done.
Your second one?
We all finished.
Listen,
that's the first one. I'm not stupid.
No, it's the second one.
She said, I may be tissy, but I'm not stupid.
The bottle's
on. I poured you.
Y'all are lying.
But we appreciate you joining
oh,
us.
Oh, wait. I have one.
Don't say you're scared, Seven.
I'm not scared.
Let's go, then. Let's go.
I have one last question while you're tipsy.
Uh-oh.
What do you think about Karrueche doing this interview with Ian Levan Zion? And talking about...
God, Big Seven squirted in this bitch.
Damn. Well, we see how it goes down.
Seven? They call that deep throw, Seven.
I mean... How can you kill the fun when she throwing
you're
acting
married.
Shots like that?
I didn't say me.
That's inappropriate.
No, I didn't say me.
No. What was the question?
What do you think about Karrueche doing this interview?
Why you call her Karrueche?
Exactly. Her name is Cowabunga.
Karrueche.
Her name is Karrueche.
Karrueche. What do you think about her doing an interview with Ian Levan Zion?
I can't speak on Karrueche's life. I'm not Karrueche.
Are you going to watch it? Are you interested?
I mean, of course, everybody's going to watch. But, I mean, I can't speak on her life.
What if she gets on there and she's like, Seven messed up my relationship?
Oh, God. That'll never happen because it's not true. Yeah.
Have you seen the baby yet?
Listen here, I ain't seen my mama, truth be told. Listen here, I ain't seen my own mama. I get to see my
mama.
I ain't seen my mama. I get to see my mama on Sunday.
Okay.
I've been on the road. You see, I have no voice. I've been on the road for like 4 weeks.
You're not driving today, right?
That's the answer you keep from now on. When
that's
somebody
a good
asks
answer.
You about Chris Brown, baby, like, I ain't seen my mama.
They be like, she's right there.
I ain't seen nobody,
she's right
baby.
There.
I ain't seen my mama.
Now, you're also on the Fast and Furious soundtrack.
Yo, that was a blessing. That's a dream come true.
Why?
You know how long I've wanted to be a part of a soundtrack?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that meant everything to
me. Really?
And that's a big one.
And I've been a fan of, you know, Fast and Furious for so long. Mm-hmm. I love the franchise. And, you know, it's a special one. You know, rest in peace, Paul Walker. Like, it's just, I've always wanted to do a song for a soundtrack. And so they approached me about writing a song for it. And I wrote a song with my friend Jado called How Bad Do You Want It? Shout out to Jado. And, yeah, I love the song, but it was different because I had never, you know, I'm used to writing records as a whole and then, you know, that's it. But for this, they're like, no, there's a certain scene for it. And,
dope.
You know, you have to, they spliced and diced it. I was like, oh my God, what happened to the song? But ended up, you know, having like 5 sessions because I just wanted to get it right.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's special. Fast and Furious 7 and 7, just 7.
Makes sense.
Makes sense.
Well, Furious 7 takes over Revolt Live, featuring interviews from the entire cast, performances from Ludacris and Wiz. You can check that out April 1st. And
yes,
we appreciate
and I'm
you.
Performing, by the way.
And you are, too.
I am.
There you go.
I'm performing How Bad Do You Want It, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you joining us.
I love y'all, man.
Love you, too, boo.
Even though y'all put me through hell.
Ah, it's the Breakfast Club at 7th Streeter.